Right now, thousands of young people are watching as the Way of the Cross makes its way through the streets of Sydney. It's the final World Youth Day event for Friday. Pope Benedict is watching from Sydney's cathedral. For the Holy Father, the day involved both an interfaith and ecumenical meeting, as well as lunch with 12 young people. Sean Patrick Lovett is in Sydney and has this report.
It was the only real photo opportunity of the morning, at least as far as journalists covering World Youth Day were concerned. The Pope sitting down to lunch and a chat with 12 young people representing all five continents and Australia. Too bad they weren't invited. The informal repast was closed to the press, so they had to make do with following two other morning events, most of them considered hardly newsworthy at all. The Pope's meeting in St. Mary's Cathedral with representatives of other Christian churches and with leaders of other religious traditions. In reality, both meetings were more important than might first appear, depending on who you're working for, in terms of content and form. As Rabbi Jeremy Lawrence said when he addressed the Pope, for his Jewish forefathers, such an encounter as today's would have been unthinkable, beyond their imagination. He went on to stress the positive progress made in Catholic-Jewish relations from the Second Vatican Council through to John Paul II and beyond. Both he and Sheikh Mohammadu Salim praised the World Youth Day initiative. Over the past few days, said the Islamic leader, we've heard young people saying, let us promote a fundamentalism of love instead of a fundamentalism of hatred. A powerful slogan indeed, but you had to be there to hear it. In response, the Pope spoke highly of Australia's respect for freedom of religious expression and for the right to worship according to conscience and to act upon the ethical convictions that stem from belief. He also returned to the by now familiar theme of the environment as a marvel to be respected rather than a commodity for consumption. During the meeting with about 15 representatives of other Christian faiths, including Anglicans, Orthodox and Reformed churches, the Pope made no secret of the fact that the ecumenical movement has reached, as he put it, a critical juncture. Warning against the temptation to view doctrine as divisive, he said that ecumenical dialogue advances not only through an exchange of ideas, but by sharing in mutually enriching gifts. Personally, my favorite line of the morning is the following. The universality of human experience, said the Pope, makes it possible for followers of religions to engage in dialogue so as to grapple with the mystery of life's joys and sufferings. Maybe it's that evocative verb, grapple, that does it. Or maybe it's just the idea of the mystery of it all. But still, I'm glad I was there to hear it. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.